What's most fascinating about driving through an area like Holland Bamboo in St. Elizabeth? The bamboo, right? Just think about it. The trees towering above the roadway and bending to form a shady tunnel. Well, let's focus on the bamboo plant for a bit. Bamboo is one of the fastest growing plants in the world because of a unique rhizome-dependent system. The plant, a part of the grass family, can grow as much as 100 centimeters in 24 hours, depending on soil quality and other factors. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, the BSJ, is on a mission to resuscitate the bamboo industry in Jamaica. Jamaica in January 2012 became the 38th member of the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan, INBAR, an intergovernmental organization comprising countries that have bamboo and or rattan resources in quantities that can be commercialized. The BSJ has been designated by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to be the focal point for INBAR in Jamaica. Team leader for INBAR Focal Point Jamaica, Gladstone Rose, strongly believes that the island is poised to benefit from this lucrative industry.
We have bamboo in massive supplies. The economy stands a lot to gain. From the membership of INBAR, the countries that are in it, they all report that they are able to create jobs, they are able to protect their environment, and they are able to get sustainable development because of bamboo.
Mr. Rose says the most successful countries of INBAR are India, China, Indonesia, Ecuador and Brazil. And with the knowledge, technology and standards to be gained, Jamaica should be able to match those countries in due course. Since the inception of the Bamboo Resuscitation Project, the Focal Point has collaborated with private stakeholders and the Glengough community to develop training modules and produce bamboo product prototypes from the local variety of bamboo, Bambusa vulgaris. President of the Glengough Community Development Committee, Roosevelt Lawrence, says the community has been on board with the BSJ from the initial stage, with particular interest in the production of bamboo charcoal.
We are presently in the process of developing some products for the local market. We also plan to burn the coal. We are also planning to reap the bamboos and distribute it to the manufacturers in Kingston and wherever else that it can, because we have a lot of bamboo in Glengough.
Mr. Lawrence says that the Glengough community stands ready to benefit from the project, as it will create employment for a number of community members. Local manufacturer and team member of INBAR Jamaica, Roger Chang, fully endorses the initiative and has been working to identify potential markets. Mr. Chang says he saw the potential of the bamboo charcoal, began packaging the product, and sold it to several local supermarkets and jerk centers. However, that's not the end of his story.
And it so happens that there was a visitor to Jamaica. His name is Jim. Found it in a supermarket, bought some, and tried it out on some jerk chicken. Loved it. Went back to America and said, whoa, he's going to sell this. And I guess they could say the rest is history. He projected after research that it's about initially 6 million pound worth of bamboo charcoal, and that's the size of that particular market. So we should be producing to fill that order right now.
The next item on Mr. Chang's list is bamboo briquettes.
I have a standing order right now for about 5 containers a month for bamboo briquettes. So it's just a matter of time before we finish the R&D, start producing that for export.
There are also plans to supply a North American company with bamboo coffee stirrers, while continuing to secure markets for simple stick products such as toothpicks and chopsticks. If you're interested in the Bamboo Resuscitation Initiative, call the BSJ at 926-3140 and find out how you can register, access training programs, and become part of the project.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.